Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll tell you what. I've had a pretty good week in general.
Good.
Ansi Saleh has had an outstanding week. Just a great week.
Yeah. I'm glad that you started right there because we'll get to the Braves at some point. What happened yesterday? Yeah. I mean, it's a 20-year-old on the mound. It was kind of going to go the way that it went. Like yesterday, we knew that they had made the Porzingis trade. We talked a lot about that, of course. Now, I know Saleh can't talk about it yet because he was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon leading into the draft. And, you know, obviously the guys did a great job asking him everything that they could. But you can't ask him about the thing that everyone's most interested in, which is really challenging because that's all anybody wants to hear about. And now, 24 hours after that, like I was just so... I was so happy with the way that the Porzingis trade played out in terms of kind of the limited risk and the need and all of that, understanding why you would do something like that, all that. Like, what happened last night is so much better than that and so much more impressive to me that, like, we're talking about a guy who's been the general manager for 15 minutes at this point.
So that's what I was going to say,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to get too crazy with it.
But?
Because I'm tempted to.
Yeah.
Because, also, it takes two to tango, and you have to find general managers who are so inept. And thank God Joe Dumars is back in the NBA.
What is that guy doing?
Well, what he did in Detroit at the end. Like, do you know how bad you have to be to get fired by Detroit when you're Joe Dumars? Like, Joe Dumars is a franchise legend who, by the way, was a GM that put together a roster that won them an NBA championship. It got real bad at the end in Detroit for him. If you want to go back and look at some of the late Detroit Joe Dumars contracts and trades that they made. But thank goodness he's back in the NBA because Ansi Saleh took full advantage of that immediately. Like, when I saw the details of the trade, I thought everyone had made a typo. Like, I thought everyone had copied and pasted some release that they got and there was a typo because there was no way it was unprotected. Like, clearly it was top 10 protected,
and it was no way
lottery protected.
Going to be the more favorable.
Yeah,
certainly
or least favorable. Something,
right?
Like, there clearly was a typo
in
the report last night when all of the insiders in the NBA were telling us that the Hawks traded from 13 to 23 and picked up next year's unprotected pick from the Pelicans or the Bucks.
Whichever one.
Both of which are possible, I would say even likely in one case, to lose the superstar that's on their roster before next season starts. And now we have that, like, it's one of the fun things as a sports fan to have a pick like that where you know you have another team's pick and so you can just sort of actively root against them all year. Now we're talking about a situation where it doesn't even have to wait till next year. Now you can start actively rooting for the Pelicans to trade Zion, who, by the way, just hired a new agent, like, in the last week. Just changed agencies in the last week. You don't do that for no reason. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Zion Williamson is asking for a trade out of New Orleans by the end of the summer. And if he even if he plays, he's probably going to get hurt and not play that much. If he does, like, this is a team who's tanking. You can't tank when you don't have your own.
Atlanta tried that.
Yeah. Like, you
we
can't.
We talked about that.
That's why they couldn't tank last year. Like, that's why, well, they have to try to win. They don't have their own
pick.
I'm befuddled at how positively I feel about the Hawks front office. Right. I have not felt this way about a Hawks front office for much time since I've been here.
We came in Monday, and we're sitting here, and it's draft week, and a lot of questions about, can this guy run the team? Are we going to hire this executive? What exactly is going on? It is now Thursday, and it's like best trade in recent memory.
Yeah.
Best draft night, draft trade in recent memory. And it's just like, this guy, he's Ronald Acuna coming off the IL. He's just smoking everything over the fence.
Yeah, I guess this guy knows what he's doing. And I don't know. I don't know whether or not Landry Fields could have pulled something like this off. I have no idea. It ultimately doesn't matter. He did do the first half of the work on the Porzingis trade. Like, all of the pieces that you moved to get Porzingis in here were acquired when Landry made the deal at the deadline last year. Now, Salé was in the front office then, too, so you have to assume that he had a part in that decision. Again, none of that really matters. What happened yesterday and with the Porzingis trade, to me, are just they're trades that really smart front offices make. And then you have to get luck. Like, obviously, you have to hope that Porzingis stays healthy and it works out. If it does, then you're looking at that move as a brilliant move. Obviously, there has to be some luck involved with what happens from here on with either the Pelicans or the Bucks.
And just lottery luck in general.
Well, yeah, sure. Like, when you get to the ping pong ball part of it. But, like, one of those two teams is probably going to be bad.
By the way, you mentioned, like, Zion being traded. Like, we're not exactly sure that Giannis isn't still going to be
moved.
You could be playing both of those teams with no Giannis, no Dame, Zion.
There's a world in which both of those guys get traded, and then we just get to sort of sit here and watch, see which one's worse. Now, my money will be on the Pelicans being worse, because it's the Pelicans, and they've been bad, but now they have, I mean, they traded for Jordan Poole yesterday. Like, they acquired Jordan Poole. That's the thing they did. On the same day, they traded an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots to get Derek Queen. And I think Derek Queen might be a nice player. Like, I think he's probably pretty good. He fits some question mark profiles that Zion fit, like, you know, body type-wise maybe diet-wise and motivation-wise. He's also older and wasn't the number one overall pick, so you had to take Zion and roll the dice that maybe he would figure it out. He hasn't. Injuries have been a part of it, but I think that the injuries have certainly not been helped by the fact that he's not been in great shape the whole time.
The Zion thing is that when he is going,
he's awesome.
He's that good.
Yeah, like, he's awesome.
It's
he's
not awesome. A total bust.
Right.
It's turning into a bust because of, but like, it's there. It could, in theory, it could be there.
When he plays, he's really good. He just never plays.
No.
And part of the reason that he never plays, seemingly, is because he's overweight. Like, it seems to me like he would get hurt less if he was in better shape.
That's a discussion we've had in the NFL and NFL drafts quite a bit, is does this guy really love football?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, do we need to start taking a look at some NBA players in that realm?
Yeah. Like, are you kidding?
Like, I mean,
yes.
we don't have that discussion, I guess is what I mean.
Oh, I mean,
maybe we should be.
Well, I think we do kind of. There's a lot of guys where it's like,
to be fair though, I don't even think Jokic likes basketball. He just kind
of, yeah, he just sort of is like burdened by happening to be one of the best players in the world. He's
have
like,
have to do it so I can feed.
I guess I better go out there and
1,000 horses,
accumulate as much feed money as I can for this stable. No, I think there's a lot of guys in the NBA that don't care that much about basketball. I think some of them like fake it long, and I think Ben Simmons got a max contract and then finally was able to reveal to the world how he felt about it. I think Bradley Beal faked it long enough to get a huge contract and then finally was able to reveal to the world how he felt about it. I think there's a lot of guys in the NBA. I think there's more guys in the NBA like that than there are in the NFL, because in the NFL, you might die. Like, if you're out there going through the motions on a random play and you're not like fully engaged, some 280-pound guy who can run a 4.5 might clean you out. The NBA, like, you can get by. You just kind of, all right, we're cool. Put my 22 minutes in, shoot corner threes. I'll get a deflection, you know, fill the stat sheet up a little bit to make it look good for appearances.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys, like, again, I don't know. There's guys that populate these tank rosters that are going to get an extra, like, 3 to 5 years in their careers, where they're making, by the way, like $10 million per just to be on a roster that's trying to lose. Like, there are guys that teams try to get when they're trying to lose. Jordan Poole's one of them. Jordan Poole just got traded yesterday to the Pelicans, who now are actively rooting for them to be bad next year, so that helps the cause.
He's got to be hoping Zion gets hurt.
Oh, so he can shoot all he wants.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Because with Zion, they're going to be like, hey, man, you can't shoot 31 times tonight.
Yeah.
That guy's going to shoot 31 times.
Here's the other side of it that's really fun, and we haven't even talked about who they drafted yet. There was talk of Asa Newell at 13. I don't know if that would have really happened or not, if the Hawks would have made their pick. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But he was certainly a guy that we talked about at 13. To move back 10 picks and still get a player that certainly you like, otherwise you wouldn't have taken him, and the fan base is familiar with. Go look at all the guys that are drafted in the 20s. And if you're not just a diehard draft, like, freak, if you're not a draft sicko or a college basketball sicko, you probably don't know many of these names. Hawks fans know Asa Newell because he played at Georgia, which is awesome. What's he going to be for the team next year? Probably not a ton. I mean, he's probably not going to have a huge role just because he's behind some pretty good guys that already have roles. But you develop Newell over the next handful of years. He's got a lot of athleticism. He's got a lot of upside. And, you know, if you can get big time, or I don't know, big time, but you can, like, important rotational minutes from him 2 to 3 years from now, you feel really good about that at 23.
Yeah. And by the way, this is not an Atlanta Hawks discussion. Like, you look at mock drafts from various outlets, like Asa Newell's in the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 range. I agree with you. And so the fact that I felt pretty strongly that they actually were going to take Asa Newell at 13. The fact that you, and by the way, if you miss out on Asa Newell because of the trade that you made, like, we would accept that. It's such a good trade.
Yeah, no one was going to be mad.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But the fact that he is there at 23 is even better. It's just the icing on top, or the cherry on top for the Hawks.
If they would have traded 13 just for next year's unprotected and not gotten 23, I still would be happy. Like, I still would think what they did last night was a smart move, even if they didn't get anything last night.
I think you had better than fair odds that whatever pick you'll have next year is better than 13.
There's a chance that it's number one. Yeah, and it's not a crazy chance. Like, and stop me when I start being completely ridiculous here, because I don't think that I'm being ridiculous.
No,
I realize I'm being very optimistic, but, like, it's not crazy to think that the Pelicans or the Bucks, but probably more likely the Pelicans, mm-hmm. could be so bad next year that they have one of the five worst records in the
How's
NBA.
How's the lottery work? You have like three teams that all have
three teams
14%.
Get a 14% chance to get the number
there's
one.
There's a pick. Solid chance that you're one of those three teams.
It's not crazy like to think that the Pelicans could be one of the three worst teams in the NBA next year, especially if Zion demands out this summer, which why wouldn't he? Like, this is what we're doing. Like, we're trading 10 spots up so we can get Derek Queen. No offense to Derek Queen, but that's not, like, he's not a franchise-changing player. Now, I guess if he goes on to be that, like, if he completely over-exceeds all expectation and becomes a superstar player, maybe you look back on this as like, dang, I guess that's the guy that we should have taken. But even still, I'm not second-guessing this. It was too good of a deal to not jump at.
Yeah, I don't know if David Griffin is still running things there in New Orleans, like, as president or whatever. He might be gone, too. Like
gone.
This trade,
not dead, but
that,
like,
they made.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I think I said this about Nico as well. Like, this is a fireable offense. Like, you should lose your job that night.
I don't know.
Like, I know there's like a slight overreaction hot take to that, but like, honestly, it's such a bad trade.
If I was somebody asked us in the AMA yesterday, like, how, if you were on Boston radio, how would you defend trading Porzingis? And I was like, well, that's really easy. If I was on New Orleans sports radio today,
call it for his head.
And I had to try to defend this. I was like, Derek Queen better become DeMarcus Cousins. Like, that's what he's got to be, but healthy.
You have a one-year grace period to see how good Derek Queen is and how good that pick would
have been. Well, no, because that's the problem is Derek Queen's not going to be good enough by the time you know what that pick is to justify it. Derek Queen's not going to be like a viable starting NBA player for 3 or 4 years. He was one and done, and he's so far from ready. That pick might be the number one pick next year.
Like, Derek Queen needs to be an obvious participant in the rookie sophomore challenge.
Doesn't matter. If it's the number one pick, it does not. He could be
the
rookie of the year. If the Hawks
I would
the number one
pick. I would have fired him last night, Bunk. Seriously.
They just hired him 10 minutes ago. It's Joe Dumars. They just hired him.
Well, good.
Thank God they did. Man.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.